It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Here we are right now, live and local, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am Alan Gervie, as you just heard, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, oh, the music's still going. As usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And we have an incredible, incredible show today. And we're going to give everyone an opportunity to call in and ask Carrie and I a question. That's going to happen at about 2:30. The number's 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. And I am here. I just mentioned her. It is the one, the only, the press conference star, Carrie Kasem.
Your intros are always so detailed.
So detailed. That's what it's like to be a lawyer. When you give an opening statement in court, you need to be detailed. You need to tell the jury where you're going with your case. Because if you put them to sleep in the first 30 seconds, chances of getting a verdict in your favor are going to be slim.
Do you open up with a good afternoon, jury?
I certainly do. I say a good morning to all of you. Thank you for sitting on this jury. And now listen up to what I have to say. That's how it goes.
And then whoever you're defending, you just go off from there.
Whoever it is, whatever it is, it's workers' compensation, baby. That's right. We represent injured workers, and we are at www.rgwlawfirm.com. That's rgwlawfirm.com, or you can call us at 855-4-RGW-LAW. Last week, we dedicated our show to injured workers in the state of California, and we had an amazing response. Finally, the people of the state of California started to understand that everyone can be an injured worker. Even if they're not an injured worker now, it could be their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, their husband, their children. And we need to change the laws so the benefits will be provided for those who get injured on the job. Because, of course, it is exclusive jurisdiction. Workers' compensation is. You cannot sue in civil court. So that's the deal that the employers came up with. It's the bargain that they have. We can't sue in civil court, so the workers' compensation system takes its place, and it needs to work. So if you haven't heard the show, you really need to go to kbc.com under Weekend Programming, Gervie's Law. Go to the podcast at kbc.com, or go to the podcast at rgwlawfirm.com. That's rgwlawfirm.com. Hear every Gervie's Law, and you can hear last week's show on workers' compensation. Carrie.
Yes.
So, I have just stepped off my soapbox. You were on your soapbox yesterday.
I was.
And we heard all about it. Even though I was on a cruise ship in Mexico yesterday, I heard you gave a press conference about elder abuse and your dad.
I did, and I was so bummed you couldn't be there.
I really wanted to be
you
there.
You should have gotten up there and talked.
I would have loved to, but I was with my family, and we were celebrating Nancy's father's 70th birthday. My mom was there, and the kids were there, and I just couldn't break away for a second to come to the press conference. But tell me what happened, since we didn't get it on the cruise ship television.
Bummer. So I did. I called a press conference. My brother was in town from Singapore. My uncle flew in from Michigan, my dad's brother, my sister, my mom, my lawyers, and the private detective, Logan Clark, that investigated the case. And we were just calling on the LAPD to do something because the case has been sitting stagnant. It's stalled. You know, Santa Monica Police Department delivered the LAPD a really, really great investigation, a thorough investigation, an investigation that, you know, supposedly the DA wanted to get her hands on and do something with. But
right.
then it was moved to West LA. Now, here's the problem. Santa Monica Police Department has an elder abuse unit. West Los Angeles Police Department does not. So when you hand an investigation done by specialists over to people who really
They're not equipped to do it.
No.
I mean, this is like the NFL and Deflategate.
It is.
The fact of the matter is how long are we going to wait to hear about the darn footballs? How long are we going to wait to hear about Gene Kasem's treatment of Casey Kasem?
And they have so much evidence. They have so much evidence. You know, my lawyer, Troy Martin, and my other lawyer, Martha Patterson, came up and they said, here's the elder abuse statutes. This is what happened to Casey Kasem. This filed under elder abuse. What is going on here? What more do you need? How many more witnesses do you need? How much more abuse stories does it take? How many more abuse stories will it take to get this case underway?
You know, people don't understand that there are so many laws on the books that are not used. And the fact of the matter is why have laws if we're not going to enforce them? How can they have the elder abuse laws on the books? You go through the statute, you can read it, and then you match the evidence with the law.
Yeah.
That's what we do as lawyers, folks. We match evidence with the law. And if it all matches, then you would think, hey, let's proceed based on the statute.
That's right. And we have isolation. We have physical abuse. I mean, we're looking at financial elder abuse. We're looking at all these different areas, right? And they have so many different avenues and ways they can go with this. Yet they're sitting there because it's a celebrity case. It's a media circus. Oh, they're after the money. Instead of looking at the fact, like, this is a man. It doesn't matter how much money he has, how little money
right.
he has. He was abused. And it doesn't matter if it was in the beginning of his life or the end of his life. Abuse is abuse. And I keep making this statement over and over again. Not only did none of us kids have ever asked for money in the year and a half that we've been in court. Not
right.
one time. See
Never.
That, Bell Chen, the DA? See that, please. Why don't you go look into all the records? Because I've heard that the DA and some of the police officers think, oh, it's about money. How dare you?
How
My
dare you?
My father was abused. Who cares? What if it was about money? What if we were greedy,
right.
horrible children? Doesn't take
he
away from the man.
He deserved
yes,
better.
That he
and,
was physically abused.
Right. And I want to hear more about this in the second half of the show. We're going to talk a little bit more, get some insight from the irate Kerry Kasem. Before we do, we're talking about celebrities in the news, Casey Kasem. We also want to talk about what happened to Bobby Brown. And
oh,
I'm not
no.
talking about dad Bobby Brown,
no.
daughter Bobby Brown. What's up with that?
It's terrible. I mean, what's going on with her is, you know, she was found. If you haven't heard, the Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston's daughter, and Bobby Brown's daughter was found like her mother in a tub, unresponsive. She is breathing now. Nick Gordon, her husband, did bring her back to life, and she was taken
Nick
to the
Gordon
hospital.
Nick Gordon brought her back?
I think his name is Nick Gordon.
Now, he's the former brother that's now the husband?
Yeah, former brother, now husband. I guess they weren't really blood-related brothers,
no.
but he grew up with them.
They grew up together,
yes.
and they formed a loving relationship.
Yes, and so he did perform CPR, got her breathing again. So we don't know. That's the update. That's the only update that I've seen. Now I'm on my computer, so if anything else comes in, I'll let you know.
You know, it's just horrible when you think about it. If it was a copycat-type suicide attempt, just to think what kind of problems that Whitney Houston's daughter has experienced over the last 3 years since she was found in the tub herself, unconscious, and of course died. It's a really sad, sad state of affairs. We're going to keep our eyes on that and hope the best.
Yeah.
That, you know, she really needs help. And I know she's been tweeting some crazy tweets over the last couple of weeks, really disturbed. And, you know, folks, that's what happens. The environment that some of these people are, you know, just exposed to, it causes causes some mental anguish and bad results. What about Suge Knight?
Oh, man, Suge Knight. Man, that, you know, I'm surprised he's still alive. How many times can you get shot? I mean, he was shot last year six times, didn't die, and then he was shot before that.
And then, of course, with Tupac Shakur, he was in the car when he was killed.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, I don't know how this man keeps living.
And it sounds terrible. You know, it's interesting, the attorney for Suge Knight, James Blatt, said that he ran over Terry Carter and Bone Sloan because he feared for his life.
Right.
But, you know, this is going to come down to a lot about the evidence. I think there were witnesses there, and it's terrible because we're going to see people taking sides on this. I don't know how James Blatt's going to pull this one off when it appears that there were eyewitnesses that saw him back up over the deceased. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he was the one that was killed, and Bone Sloan is still alive. He's the one that they were having the battle with.
And then he's going to testify that it wasn't true and that they were walking down a street. They got hit from behind and then run over. He looks back, shifted into reverse, and ran them over again, killing one of them.
Crazy stuff. You know, I want to hear from a criminal attorney. If you were representing Suge Knight, call us and let us know how you would make this defense fly. And, of course, the defense is self-defense. That's the only way that, you know, you can get away with something like this, if you can prove self-defense. We don't know what Aaron Hernandez is going to say, his attorney, because his trial just started. And, of course, Aaron Hernandez, the former tight end with the New England Patriots, who killed old Odin Lloyd, and I say killed because I think he did it. There's not enough evidence. When we return after this break, we're going to talk to Deb Carson. Deb Carson is a sports anchor for Fox Sports Radio. She's won all kinds of awards, national sports anchor. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl and some of the issues dogging the NFL before their big day tomorrow, the big event where everyone will be watching. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-877-421-7114.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-877-421-7114 will receive a free upgraded two-way voice keypad, which allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-877-421-7114. That's 1-877-421-7114.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
KABC helps you keep track of news as it happens. Get breaking news alerts instantly on your phone. Text KABC to 68683. Breaking news alerts on your phone from Talk Radio 790 KABC. You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, you are listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. I am Alan Gervie, and I am here with Carrie Kasem. We heard a lot from Carrie in the first segment. Now we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about something that she may not be as familiar with as I am. We are so privileged to have with us one of the top sports anchors in the country. Deb Carson has worked with people like Stephen A. Smith, one of my heroes, and, of course, worked on the Dan Patrick Show, maybe the Bill Handel Show, and some others. Deb, thanks for taking time on a Saturday to talk to us here at Gervie's Law.
Oh, Alan and Carrie, my pleasure to join you guys. Hope you're having a great weekend.
We are, and I know you were at, a birthday party for, I'm sure, Chase is, of course, Deb's 2-year-old daughter, and you were having a blast, I'm sure, but took a break to talk to us today.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, Chase is self-contained up in a bouncy house right now, so I think all is well so far, and everybody's having a good time. So a lot of 2 and 3-year-olds up there.
That is something, Karen.
It's crazy because Deb and I worked together for years in the same building, and it doesn't. I feel like time goes by so fast. I can't believe she's in a bouncy house by herself, bouncing up and down.
It's crazy. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it feels like I just was, and it's funny because just about 2 weeks ago, I took a picture of her, and I looked at the picture, and all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my gosh, who was this little girl, and what did she do with my baby?
Yeah,
she suddenly, and it happens in the blink of an eye. It's crazy.
She was bouncing in your tummy not too long ago. Now she's bouncing in a bounce house. You know, Deb, you obviously are not Marshawn Lynch because you are giving us full answers. What is up with this Marshawn Lynch? Should that be against the law? Should the NFL punish him for being this? I think he's just being rude. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because initially I thought, okay, there are a lot of people who have a fear of the media, and even if it's part of their job, you know, and it is in his contract during Super Bowl week, he is obliged to be available, I think is how it's worded,
right,
to the media. So technically he did fulfill that obligation, even though for 5 minutes he sat there and said, I'm just here so I don't get fined one day. The next day he sat there and said, you all know why I'm here. And then the third day, you know, he kind of just sat and stared at everybody. And he did answer a couple of questions, but it was very it was kind of in a nondescript kind of way. So he basically, you know, openly said, I'm here, I'm digging my heels in, and I'm not going to cooperate, but I'm technically, you know, fulfilling my obligation.
Right.
Commissioner Goodell was actually asked about that during his State of the NFL address yesterday, and he declined to say that they were going to fine Lynch, and I don't think they will. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it's obnoxious the way that he's handled it.
Right.
If it truly was, you know, the first day he said, I'm just here so I don't get fined, but every day it became a gimmick. And so then it just becomes a little obnoxious.
So,
and he was wearing the Beast Mode hat, and, you know, he's not supposed to do that because that's not NFL sanctioned. That's his brand. So we'll see what comes out of this.
Deb, so this begs the question about all of these rules and policies. Of course, it's not the law. We deal with the law right here in Gervie's Law, but of course, NFL can come up either through the collective bargaining agreement or through their own policies and procedures with rules. But how are they not enforcing these rules if they have all of them? Let's talk about, for the last time, Deflategate. Tell us why the investigation continues and why they haven't come down with some sort of punishment or some sort of decision opinion before the Super Bowl.
Well, and it's funny because they say they haven't because they want to do a thorough investigation, which makes me think that they're investigating further back into the season, you know, because if it was just this one incident, I don't think it would take,
right,
you know, 2+ weeks to deal with. But I think they are trying to keep the Super Bowl first and foremost, but unfortunately, I think by not coming down with a decision, they've basically beleaguered the issue or drawn it out, I should say, and they're making it more of a headline than it needs to be. However, if they did find that Tom Brady instructed somebody to deflate the balls and then suspended him for the Super Bowl, clearly that's not in the best interest of the game, even though technically that would be the right thing to do.
Now,
obviously, everybody wants to see the best players playing on both sides of the field.
And the money there, too. It's a business, and you got to keep them going. But how are they going to find out, and how would they know if it was just one game or if you're looking back at the entire season or more? How do you find that out? Does somebody have to spill the beans, like a Lance Armstrong situation?
Yeah, I think somebody would have to come out and say, yes, I did it that game, and I've done it in the past. Because otherwise, clearly, they can't go back in time and measure the, you know, the PSI of the the ball, right. You know, 6 weeks ago. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to have to be somebody coming out and say, yeah, Tom likes his, the ball's, you know, underinflated. So I'm sure, you know, what people presume is the Patriots claim that they inflate it to the lowest end of the spectrum, which is 12.5 pounds per square inch, which none of us even cared about before.
Right,
any of
exactly.
This. But they do it on the low end of the spectrum. And what's interesting to me is there are some quote-unquote scientists that have come out and said, yes, the weather conditions could have caused them to deflate, but the NFL isn't saying how much below any of those footballs were. So it's like, were they 2 pounds off? Were they, you know, 3 ounces per square inch off? So really, until they come out and say that, none of us know. And Commissioner Goodell basically said he's not going to speculate or speak about it anymore until Ted Wells and his committee, who are investigating this, come up with some sort of firm, concrete answer.
And,
so,
you know, I think a lot of people are misguided when they think, when they say things like, oh, the Patriots just killed the Colts anyway, so what does it matter? I think what we're looking at here are principles, morality, following the rules, and that's what people expect. Because a lot of people look at Bill Belichick and they just think, how does this arrogant guy get away with so much? Or you look at Richard Sherman on Seattle, think he just opens his mouth constantly. It's like, does the NFL have control over this anymore? Or do they need to start making these people as an examples and say, hey, we're basing on principles, not on results?
Well, and I think that's where Commissioner Goodell has drawn some ire, because, you know, he has handed down some really stiff punishments over the last couple of years, especially when, you know, he punished one guy, you know, a year, or he tried to
right.
suspend a guy a year essentially for smoking pot and repeat patterns, I guess, of testing positive. Whereas initially his punishment against Ray Rice, who decked his wife in an elevator, or his then fiance, 2 games. So it's like, yes, they are both breaking the rules, but to me, it's a lot more serious when somebody is physically assaulting somebody than when somebody is abusing themselves, if you want to call it abuse. So,
right, Deb, I'm surprised you didn't bring up my favorite player, and you know who that is. I don't even have to say it. It's Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson. And a lot of people, same thing. There are a lot of people that have come out and spoken, you know, especially people who have claimed, oh, you know, I'm African-American and I'm from the South and this is very common. And I grew up in that region of the country, and I absolutely knew people whose grandparents or parents grabbed a switch, you know, and I'm talking about a twig. I'm not talking about a branch, and whipped their behind a couple of times. That's a lot different, in my opinion, than the physical wounds that I saw on this child. And when you're talking about his, you know, his nether regions having cuts
right.
on them, there's no way in the world anybody can condone. I mean, to me, that is abuse, whether he meant to or not. That's
Deb, let's be straight about this. You're just hoping that Adrian Peterson is released by the Vikings and picked up by the Cowboys so you can cheer for him when you cheer on your Cowboys.
Yeah, well, and again, I would cheer for him as a player on the field, absolutely. But I'm hoping they can lock DeMarco Murray up. I know Mr. Jones
That's
said
true.
They're going to have a tough time getting DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant in under the salary
right.
cap. But I still have my fingers crossed.
You know, I just don't understand that, like you, the punishments for these things. You know, it's like we go back to the guy who decked his wife in the elevator, and the tape didn't come out yet, so he gets a couple, you know, days suspension. Then the tape comes out. They knew there was a tape, and Rice is then, you know, out for the season. He's gone. He's, you know, suspended, and it doesn't make any sense. They knew that's what he did, but what? Once it went public, now it's real. Now, oops, now we got to do something serious. And then a guy who smokes pot, and it's not even an enhancement drug. It's not even something that's going to help him. It's not going to make his game any better. And he gets out for the whole season. I'm not understanding these consequences, and I'm not understanding the punishments.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Carrie, and that's why Commissioner Goodell has come under, you know, a lot of scrutiny, because the punishments have seemed arbitrary. Now, they have, you know, since all of this has happened this season, they've now formed a committee, basically, that has come out with, you know, a clear set of rules on what your punishments are. If you are, you know, if you're a first-time offender of this, if you're a
right.
second-time offender, that sort of thing. But what the problem is the players' union was not in on constructing that set of rules.
Yeah, and they
so
really,
now they have filed
they
a
really
lawsuit
need...
in court, basically challenging the new collective bargaining, the new personal conduct policy.
You know, they really need to do that. We're up against the break. Deb, you need to get back to see Chase out of the bouncer.
Or can you talk to us some more?
I can talk to you for a little bit longer.
We'll give you another 3 minutes. You're listening to Deb Carson right here on Gervie's Law. I want to ask you about the game when we come back after the news. Thanks, Deb. We'll be right back.
White House correspondent Aaron McPike says the United States is investigating an online video which claims to show the beheading of a Japanese journalist held by ISIS.
Because this video is somewhat different than some of the videos we've seen in the past, you can be sure that intelligence officials and other Defense Department officials as well will be really looking for what kind of clues they can glean from this.
The video cuts to black as the militant puts a knife to the hostage's throat. It then shows the apparent result of the decapitation. It's not clear who conducted the execution. The White House is condemning the act and is calling for an immediate release of all hostages. If you've had the airbags in your car fixed, it still might not be safe. Honda, Toyota, Chrysler doing another recall.
To add to the problems for people, some 1 million vehicles involved in this current recall also happens to have the Takata airbags in them. So if you're owner of one of these vehicles that also has the Takata airbag, you know, you really are having a...
Inventory isn't about...
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
KABC. Traffic first on the boards. News around the clock. 24-7. Only here.
KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, we're back right here on Gervie's Law. We are talking to Deb Carson. Yes, she is one of the top sports anchors in the country, and she's taking a break from her beautiful, beautiful young child, Chase, and her wonderful husband, Chris, as she talks to us a little bit about the Super Bowl and NFL, the problems that the NFL has experienced. Really quickly, Deb, I want to just mention the Aaron Hernandez trial because that started last week. And, of course, Aaron Hernandez used to be on the Patriots before he was accused of murder. And then, again, he was accused of a double murder before that and, you know, just all kinds of problems. And the guy was the last guy to catch a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl for the Patriots, which was a couple years ago against the Giants. I read somewhere that the jurors were allowed to watch the Super Bowl because a lot of them are New England Patriots fans, but if they heard Aaron Hernandez's name mentioned, they had to leave the room. How is that all going to work out?
Well, it's very strange. I mean, again, I can't imagine being a juror on a trial like that, especially over Super Bowl weekend. And if you're a Patriots fan, obviously,
right.
I'm not sure who's going to monitor the situation and make sure that they get out of the room, because I really don't think that the, you know, the play-by-play and color commentators are going to be talking about his guilt or innocence. I mean, to me, I would, if they mention him at all, I mean, to me, they would just allude to the fact that it's ironic that his trial is going on right now and how his life has taken such a turn, you know, by his own doing, obviously. But yeah, it's kind of a strange situation, but I'm glad these guys are getting to watch the game. So hopefully they won't have to leave the room.
Is there
I don't think his name is worth bringing up.
Is there any way whatsoever that they're going to acquit Aaron Hernandez?
Well, possibly, because I don't think that they necessarily – I mean, they think they may have the weapon, but they can't – prove, unless one of the other guys who was involved in the killing, unless he says, yes, this is the guy who pulled the trigger. I mean, obviously, to me, he's at least, at the very least, involved in ordering the killing and orchestrating it.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't taken a hard look at all of the different charges, and you would know, the legal implications of all of them better than I would. But, I don't see how they can't convict him on at least some of the charges.
Yeah, but hold on, Deb. You're an expert on the Bill Handel show, and I expect that, you know, you're giving a good legal analysis, and I really think that at one point you're going to have to give up on the Bill Handel show and come over here to KABC and be on Gervie's Law.
Well, I'd be happy to come in there with you guys at some point. Absolutely. And I was filling in while they were looking for a replacement for Rich Murata, so I was just in there for a couple of weeks, and it was definitely great to work with those guys. But, no, absolutely, I'd love to come and play with you guys.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the game, because we want to let you get back to the birthday party. And for those of you who are just listening, this is Deb Carson. She's sports anchor for Fox Sports Radio, and she's given us an analysis of some of the legal issues and football issues with the NFL. And she's at her daughter's a party that her daughter's at, and she's just going to give us a prediction on the game right now, and then we're going to let her go back to the bounce house.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a great game. First of all, I think it's going to be a lot better than last year's debacle was, where the Seahawks crushed the Broncos. I don't think anybody could have predicted how badly that was going to go for Denver, but I still think the Patriots have the slight edge. I think the Patriots' defense is actually underrated. I think the Seahawks' offense is underrated. Everybody thinks it's all about Marshawn Lynch, but I think they have a lot of tricks up their sleeve that don't necessarily involve him. But I do see the Patriots winning this one. 24-21 has been my prediction. I picked the Patriots, you know, back in – we have a – and there's no money involved, just for the record. But you know, we have a little pool or a chart there at Fox Sports Radio where before any game is ever played in the season, you know, we pick who we think is going to win the Super Bowl and a variety of categories. I unfortunately missed – I was way off on the NFC part of it because I picked the Patriots to beat the Saints.
Yeah.
And they stunk this year.
Wait, the Patriots. No, you don't mean the Patriots. Who did you say was going to beat the Saints?
I said the Patriots.
Oh,
we'll
beat
the
Saints.
Saints.
Oh, you picked the Saints?
Yeah, so I'm going to pick. I'm going to stick with my Patriots, and I say they win at 24-21.
Okay.
It's unfortunate that all of these other issues are overshadowing this game, because I think it's going to be a great game. Obviously, two phenomenal coaches. Yes, they both have checkered pasts. You know, Bill Belichick versus Pete Carroll. I think it's going to be a great game, though. Tom Brady, though, I think he gets his fourth ring.
Yeah, I agree.
And he set a couple of records just by taking the field tomorrow. You know, he's going to be the first quarterback in NFL history to play in six Super Bowls.
Well, and he was the youngest, I think, quarterback to win three in a row, too.
And the best looking.
And the only reason that I'm into the Patriots in football at all is because of Tom Brady. Now, not just because he's gorgeous and everything. That did help. But when you have a winning team like that, you go, wow, what?
Right.
This is history. Michael Jordan got me into basketball. Gretzky got me into hockey. And it was always, I want to see history. And so that it's very interesting that they're back six times now. And for me, you know, hey, I'm going to watch a game like that.
Yeah, I agree. We have a consensus here. It's going to be the Patriots. Deb, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Gervie's Law. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Carrie. It was great to talk with you guys.
Always good talking to you, Deb.
Wow, she knows her sports.
Oh, inside and out. I mean, that woman knows everything.
Amazing.
Yes.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit because, you know, we had all this talk about the Super Bowl. Talk a few minutes. We'll talk about
Wait, before we switch gears, can I ask you what you're doing for the game?
I am babysitting. I will be with my two little ones babysitting. Nancy is going out. She's going to have fun. She's not a big football fan.
Are you serious?
Serious.
I was going to invite you to this big party. I go every year. This is about my fifth or sixth year. This guy, Steve Michaels, is amazing. And I'm not, he's probably like, why are you saying my name? But this man has, I think he loves football more than anybody. He's got about 30 flat screen TVs all over his house.
30.
You cannot go into a room without the game being on. So I was going to invite you there.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I actually am looking forward to seeing Katy Perry as well at halftime.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to call in now, we're going to take some calls at 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC, and we will talk about anything you want to talk about. We're going to have a free-for-all, so anyone who wants to call in can do so.
Open lines.
We're going to open it up right now. So call 800-222-5222. I will answer any question you want. If you want some free legal advice, I am here. I know my stuff.
And if you want some free anything advice from me.
Carrie is here. Anything.
It's just not legal.
anything advice. So, yeah, so Katy Perry's performing at halftime, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited she's performing. I like her. I saw that documentary on her. I'm blanking out. This is a part of me or a part of me, something like that. And I never kind of really liked her until I saw that. So I'm excited that she's doing it.
And who's she dating now?
Well, she's on and off with John Mayer. He's kind of been dating the who's who of Hollywood for the last 15 years. And I guess some songs have been written about some of the who's who of Hollywood as well. So I don't know. You know, maybe he'll be there supporting her.
I read somewhere that she was dating someone else. I can't remember who it
what?
Is.
What? Oh, no, she was. You mean Diplo.
I don't know who Diplo is.
Okay, Diplo is some, like, he's a kind of DJ kind of guy, and they were working together, and then they dated for a little bit, but now she's back to dating John Mayer, supposedly.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Supposedly that's what happened, and we've gone from a legal show to a gossip show.
Yeah, no, so let's talk about commercials. Commercials in the Super Bowl, because that's a big thing. I used to work for the Leo Burnett Advertising Agency.
Oh, yeah.
I was an account executive in Chicago, and I worked on accounts like Kraft, Wilson, Seagram's. And the big thing was the Super Bowl, because we ended up, trying to put together the best. It's
right.
So competitive. It's more competitive than the actual football game. This year, I hear they're paying $4.5 million for a 30-second spot. That's $4.5
wow.
million for a 30-second spot.
That's incredible. I have to say... Before I got into football years and years ago, and I'm still not a huge football fan, but I would watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials. And it was such a big thing, and I feel like, and maybe it's just me, I'd say the last 5 years, they aren't as like, wow, did you see that? Did you see this? It feels like about, I don't know, 5 years ago, it was like at the height of that. Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, if things have really just been escalated over the last little bit with the commercials.
And the money is unbelievable. And to have a commercial seen by that many people. Do you know how many people watch the Super Bowl, by the way, Alan?
I don't.
It's
a lot.
Like 60-something million people, I think, or more. But, to have a commercial for $4.5 million, to have that many people see it, I guess you're getting something for your money.
And you know what's interesting is this year, and I guess last year as well, they're previewing the commercials on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and actually see the commercials before they air tomorrow on the Super Bowl.
But then you have nothing to look forward to, and you might not sit through the commercial.
Absolutely. I would not do it. I would not go to the... I wouldn't go to the YouTube to see the commercial.
Yeah, because then it takes so much away from the actual viewing.
Yeah, it does. You know what? Speaking of commercials... I think we should go to a commercial. The lines are starting to light up now, and we are going to talk to everyone who has any issues to talk to us about. We've talked about the commercials. They did not, the ones that are on Gervie's Law, I want to make it very clear that they do not cost $4.5 million per 30 seconds. I don't even want to talk about how much they cost, but if you want to be an advertiser on Gervie's Law, you can get a good bang from your buck versus spending the money on the Super Bowl. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC with Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie. The number here is 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC, and we'll be right back.
You call yourself a Kings fan. You have season tickets.
Enjoy the game.
Named your firstborn Luke. And have a tattoo of Bailey on a body part that will remain unnamed.
Ow!
But you haven't checked out KABCHomeice.com.
What's that?
Your one-stop shop for all things Kings. Get video highlights. Watch post-game interviews. Listen to every Kings game live. And so much more. KABCHomeice.com. Powered by STJFoundation.org. Building LA's first fitness center for the physically impaired. Donate today.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. Based in the Los Angeles area, the professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-756-6399. 800-756-6399. 800-756-6399.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You call yourself a Kings fan. You have season tickets.
Enjoy the game.
Named your firstborn Luke. And have a tattoo of Bailey on a body part that will remain unnamed.
Ow!
But you haven't checked out KABCHomeice.com.
What's that?
Your one-stop shop for all things Kings. Get video highlights. Watch post-game interviews. Listen to every Kings game live. And so much more. KABCHomeice.com. Powered by STJFoundation.org. Building LA's first fitness center for the physically impaired. Donate today.
If you want to see people freak out now, I mean, even worse than CNN during a snowstorm, you just have to make your Wi-Fi connection or the website that, or your social media portal go south, and people will completely panic. This is not clinical, but it's my own personal experience. And I know that there's been 1,000 studies that say you shouldn't go online right before you go to bed. You should unplug from the digital world right before you try to sleep.
But I got to post an update about that I'm going to bed.
I know. How would people know that you're going to bed if you don't post about it?
I got to take a bed selfie.
But, oh, boy. There's an image I'm already
going to... Maybe not.
Anybody got a spoon I could pluck my eyes out with? Anyway, stress is dangerous and can suppress your immune system, causing heart attacks, back pain, and even irritable bowels. And the next thing you know, you call him Peter and say, hey, Tilden, can you get me some of that stuff?
McIntyre in the Morning, weekdays starting at 5 on 790 KABC. More than just live and local. Live and SoCal.
I like the sound of that.
It's Talk Radio 790 KABC. You're listening to Gerby's Law, the intersection of law and life. On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, you're listening to Gerby's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am Alan Gerby. I'm here with Carrie Kasem, and we have been talking about the Super Bowl with Deb Carson, of course. Now we're opening up the lines. We have Jake on the line from Calabasas. Hey, Jake, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I certainly can hear you.
So I had a question. I wrote a script, and I have taken it to a couple agencies, and there's been some interest in it. And I want to know what's the best route for me, you think, to kind of protect myself so I don't get screwed out of any deals or someone else stealing it or doing something else, you know, differently with it.
And this is legal advice. You're in workers' comp.
Right. My career was started at NBC. I did entertainment law for a long time, so this is something that I'm familiar with because we dealt a lot with scripts, and people would send in scripts to NBC, and they would want them to be, you know, to get a deal. The first thing you have to be careful about, Jake, is that the producers or production companies will rip you off. they will do whatever they can to try to put an option deal together, and the option deal is going to screw you pretty badly. They'll probably give you a little bit of upfront money, and if they make the film or the TV show, whatever the script is, they're going to give you some percentages. But the problem is, if you're a first-time writer or you haven't you don't have a whole long list of credits, you don't really have much of an option, and I don't mean to be, you know, punny about that, but the fact is that, you know, sometimes you just need to kind of sacrifice something in order to get something made. But I'll tell you, you need to make sure that you review it with an attorney, and you don't have to have a big-shot entertainment lawyer. Get someone who knows a little bit about the business, review what the deal is, and make sure that you're not getting cut out of all the back-end profits, that you do hold on to something. Because a lot of times, the production company is just going to take whatever they can. You should also try to get things copyrighted. Of course, when we talk about that, the old saying is, an idea is as free as the air. So if you're sitting by the pool having a drink and you're talking about your script to the guy next to you and someone hears about it, they may steal it because mm-hmm. it's as free as the air. So you need to get things registered. You need to, if you can, you know, get to the Writers Guild, and if you're able to get the credits you need, then you're going to have a little more of a you're going to have some control over the script.
Right. Absolutely. No, that sounds great.
You know, Jake, one of the other things I just want to say is, whatever you do, if you have a good script, do not let them abuse you. Do not let these production companies just hold you up and keep it hostage.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we wish you a lot of luck. We're going to move on. Doug from Toluca Lake, you're on Gervie's Law, and we are here giving free advice on our pre-Super Bowl, pre-Kings party. How are you doing, Doug?
Good, man. How are you two doing? You're doing a great show. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you
very much. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on? I'll make a long story short. My stepbrother was the executor of his mother's estate. There was his younger brother and then me and my brother. My brother and I sued him after the trust winded down. He ripped us off for a lot of money.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah, us too. Well, we won a judgment against him, and so we're sitting on the judgment. We went ahead and attached three of his bank accounts last year, got a little bit of money. That's all we can get. Money-wise, he is in the racing business. He has three racing simulators up in Northern California. I've contacted two collection agencies, and both of them told us they can't do that for us.
Right.
I'm at a dead end right now, what to do. We have to sit with a judgment.
You know, you need to get the judgment enforced. Unfortunately, I understand what you're talking about, because a lot of times you kind of want to take matters in your own hands and go, and you know he has property. You know that there's value there, and he's probably used some of the money that he stole from you to acquire other equipment and property. But you can't do it because it's going to be considered conversion. It's apples and oranges. You need to get the judgment enforced, and you need to take them to court with the judgment. You can't take matters into your own hands, or that you may be, liable for either a civil or even a criminal wrong, or a crime for stealing. Conversion is a civil tort. Go ahead, Carrie.
Can't you do something? And I'm going to pull out some legal term that I really don't know, but it's called the Liz Pendens on a home, or maybe the equipment he's talking about, where you can actually file that so he can't sell it, he can't move it, and you can go after that?
Yeah, that's part of the enforcement of the award, and you would need the courts to order it, and then they use the deputies and the sheriffs to go and carry out those kind of things where there's liens involved on equipment. So, unfortunately, Doug, I know you want to take this into your own hands, but you probably need a lawyer to help you out to go to court to get the judgment enforced. We're going to wish you good luck, and thanks for listening.
We can't use the collection agency?
If the court order, if you have a judgment and you have the court order,
I do.
You need the court order, and you can go to the collection agency. But you need the court order. You can't,
and
a collection agency.
He's saying he has it.
I do. I have a judgment. I have a court order. Everything is in place. And my attorney told me at this point, that I need to get a collection agency because it's not his expediency,
right?
And it takes too much time.
And that's the thing. You need to get these third parties involved, and with the court order, they will be more interested in helping you out because they got to be careful about their business. They don't want to be the thugs with the baseball bat.
No, I understand.
But I understand. I think you're on to something. You're going in the right direction. We have to move on.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys, and have a great day.
You too. Blake. Blake's on the line from L.A. Hey, Blake, what's going on?
You're going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And in a situation to where it's just taken forever. And it seems like just delays in the court, delays with opposing counsel, things need to get done. There's emergency situations. I've threatened ex parte, and the other side has said, well, if you do that, you're going to have to be sanctioned.
Wow.
And you can't do that sort of thing. So I didn't even know what sanctions mean. Nevertheless, how much can you push?
So, Blake, I'm assuming you're obviously not an attorney. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you are representing yourself in the divorce? Is that what's going on?
I am representing myself. I have a attorney who consults me behind the scenes, and I know somebody who's not represented has a fool for his client.
Right.
But I realize that... at least I'm getting some advice behind the scenes, and so I don't walk in completely.
Now, let me ask you, Blake, why didn't you retain an attorney for this divorce?
Well, I did, and the attorney claimed that he could possibly, get everything wrapped up for $6,000 or $7,000, and after the first month, he billed me $12,000.
Wow!
So wow!
Yeah. That's not good. So you figured that you would just go out on your own and try and do this. Now, the problem is if your ex-wife or your soon-to-be ex-wife has a sharp attorney, he or she will try to paper you to death. And when you talk about ex-party hearings and everything, there's a lot of minutiae that goes on in the law, and it's very difficult for someone who's a layperson to go toe-to-toe with someone who does this for a living every day. Now, you may be on the right side of the law with respect to what you're trying to do in your divorce, but a smart attorney on the other side is going to threaten you with sanctions and threaten you with all this stuff. Doesn't mean that it's legitimate or realistic for you to experience that, or if it may not happen. But the thing is, it is bullying, and that's something we see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, for your purposes, Blake, I think that you just can't kind of stay calm, look at things, don't be intimidated. Until the judge tells you about sanctions, until the judge tells you you're doing something wrong, don't be intimidated by the other side. A lot of people are afraid of attorneys because they talk a lot, and I know all about it because I'm one of them. But the fact of the matter is that, you can't be intimidated, and you have to move forward and seek justice for all. Blake, I want to thank you for the call, and thanks for being on Gervais Law.
You know,
Carrie, we're just going to have to wind down.
I know, and there's 12 other people that have questions for you, but you know what? Maybe we can do open lines next week or the week after.
That'd be fun. I think next week we're preempted by the Kings. We are being kicked out by the Kings because it is the L.A. Kings. They are on live in the afternoon. In fact, if you are tuning in right now to hear the L.A. Kings, you will hear them shortly. They're in Boston tonight, and they will be on the air right here on KBC in just a couple of hours. Now, I want to get in my prediction for the Super Bowl. We talked a lot about the Super Bowl today. I'm going to go with New England. I'm going to say New England wins 27-17 over the Seattle Seahawks. Not a big fan of Pete Carroll, not a USC guy. I think he screwed USC. A lot of people say that he didn't and he got out in time, but I disagree. I think he knew a lot of stuff. Belichick is no better with Deflategate and the videotaping. So what do you say?
I'm going to go with the Patriots. Of course, I'm going to go with the Patriots because they've been my favorite team, I don't know, for the last 10 years.
Oh, they have been?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I told you that.
Just
Brady.
Because of Brady. That's not a team.
Well,
but you have some great plans. You're going to be on with 30 televisions.
It has more televisions than any house I've ever seen in my entire life. I think he must rent them all because you cannot go into a room, including the bathroom, without seeing the game.
Well, I hope you enjoy being in the bathroom, seeing the game. I'm going to be watching with my kids as Nancy takes off, probably go shopping or something. You know, I want to thank everyone for being on the show, all the guests, all the callers, Deb Carson as well. Enjoy the Super Bowl. If you are injured at work, call me at 855-4RGW-LAW, 855-4RGW-LAW. Thanks for listening to Gurvey's Law. In 2 weeks, we will be back right here, KABC.